Good afternoon. You're listening to Eye on the Valley right here on CIBL 101.7 FM, broadcasting to the Fraser Valley, broadcasting from the University of the Fraser Valley's Abbotsford campus on the traditional and unceded territory of the Stolo people. I am your host, Sajid Atwal. I have a great episode for you today, an interview with Member of Parliament, Randeep Sarah, Member of Parliament for Surrey Centre. He is the chair of a couple of parliamentary committees and a member of a few other parliamentary committees. Thank you for listening to Eye on the Valley right here on CIBL 101.7 FM. I have the great privilege to be joined by Randeep Sarah, one of the members of parliament for Surrey. Thank you, sir, for joining us today.
My pleasure, Sajid. Always an honor to be on your show.
Could you provide an overview of the government's official stance on the recent killing of the Sikh leader in Canada and how its implications are affecting Canada-India relations?
First of all, the first fact is that it's a homicide investigation. It's a Canadian citizen who was gunned down at the place of his worship, where he was also the president and leader of. He was exiting, leaving his Father's Day, leaving the back parking lot where he was shot. So it's an ongoing RCMP investigation, a very serious investigation, which obviously shook a lot of residents, not just in Surrey, but across the country and for Sikh community almost around the world. The Prime Minister made an unprecedented statement last Monday stating that they had credible information and credible serious allegations that members of the Indian government or Indian intelligence community were involved in this and that they're taking this very seriously. They have asked India to cooperate in this matter. And they're working with their allies, specifically the Five Eyes allies, which are the United States, Australia, New Zealand, and England, in regards to the intelligence sharing and also speaking with India in that regard. So that's where it stands. I think Canada is focused just on finding those that are responsible and making sure no one ever does an extrajudicial killing of a Canadian on Canadian soil. So not only to find the actual people who did the shooting or were involved, but also the co-conspirators who were involved in having this done. So that's really in a nutshell. Unfortunately, India has suspended visas for Canadians wanting to visit India. Canada has not done the same. Canada would like to work with India, not get the average citizen who's visiting their loved ones or doing business involved. But these are very serious implications requiring very serious and responsible action.
And you just mentioned that the Five Eyes and how closely Canada is cooperating with that. I know this is an ongoing investigation and I don't want you to say anything that jeopardizes it, but can you give any insight how closely our intelligence services and law enforcement are working with those Five Eye intelligence agencies to resolve this matter?
I could go with this part. I could say very affirmatively, very strongly with their Five Eyes they're working, and that is the reason they have this partnership, is to share intelligence, particularly when it threatens anyone in any one of those countries. And the U.S. has confirmed that up the chain, as Secretary of State Blinken has also urged India to work with Canada to cooperate and find those responsible. So yes, they're actively working together and always constantly sharing intelligence to make sure we keep our country safe and our citizens.
Abbotsford has a large South Asian population with roots to India. There are thousands of people with roots back to India. They're getting concerned with the relationship between Canada and India at the moment. What do you say as a government representative to allay their fears?
Look, Canada is always trying to work with India. Canada has an Indo-Pacific strategy that was just unveiled months ago to work in that whole region and strengthen that region, not just in people-to-people ties, but business ties and the safety and security of that region as well, which had a big place with India's involvement in that. Canada was working towards a trade deal with India as well, and it was moving very thoughtfully forward. Canada sent, I think, over a dozen ministers to the G20 in every aspect, from the environment to foreign affairs to trade to natural resources and defense, to work with the G20 and to better relations with India. So always acting in good faith. I think it was very imperative. Unfortunately, this is something very serious, and Canada takes an attack on any one of their citizens very seriously. So I just want to urge, this is not a sectarian issue. This is an issue with involving Canada and the government of India, and Canada trying to come to those to find those that are responsible for this heinous crime And as far as others, I'm urging that India doesn't impede on the availability of to travel and move for Canadians and specifically Canadians of the Indian diaspora who wish to go back to meet their loved ones, to meet their family, attend weddings, go to a funeral if somebody passes away, or to continue doing business where they do trade back and forth. So our urging is that they not restrict that, and we're all hoping for a quick resolution to that aspect of this this dispute.
As other universities, the University of the Fraser Valley, which is located in Abbotsford, has a lot of international students that come from India, and they're getting concerned with this matter. What do you say as a member of the governing party to those students?
Oh, well, I think they should feel very safe. I think the one beauty of Canada is our diversity is our strength. We have a multiculturalism policy since 1978. Canada is a mosaic of different cultures, different faiths. Students in the hundreds of thousands are studying here in Canada. I think 800,000, maybe even reach 900,000 this year, studying in hundreds of universities and colleges across the country. They're a big boon to this country, getting the necessary skills, also working in the workforce, and some of them may choose to stay here afterwards. I think even in the Indian diaspora communities that are studying here, they have a great relationship regardless of what faith they're from or what region of India they're from. They get along really well, and I can assure all of them that their life and safety and security is paramount for us. And so far, I've not heard of any incident where their life or safety is at risk. So I think any of those risks, any of those fears can be alleviated. As far as the going back and forth for them, fortunately, there is no challenge because they've been granted a Canadian visa study here, and they're usually of Indian citizenship, so they don't have any problems going back and forth. And I think they should do their own assessment of, well, while they're here, how safe and sound they are. What's happening a lot is there's a lot of trolls and misinformation, and unfortunately and sadly to say, a lot of media in India that is not, you know, doing investigative journalism to verify those, making allegations and instilling fear where relatives are calling from there to check on their students, their sons or daughters, see if they're okay. Oh my God, are you okay? Canada is like this. And rest assured, Canada is a very safe place and they're having a great time. They have other challenges, but I think safety and security is not one of them.
There's a lot of Sikhs and Hindus that are feeling for their safety in this town of Abbotsford, like every other town in British Columbia and Canada. What do you say to those people?
Sure. So anyone that has a threat or has been advised that they are feeling under threat, either by the RCMP or any other law enforcement agency, you know, they should continue to stay connected with them and take the necessary precautions. I've been assured that the RCMP is looking very seriously at these and taking measures, so they'll continue to do so. As per, I think, the general public, maintain harmony. I think this is, again, this is not a one community versus another community issue. This is a this is an attack that looks like an alleged leak by a government action of a foreign entity. So that's the worry that you have. I think other than that, they should feel safe. They should, as a community, stick together. They should help other communities in their neighborhood to feel safe. No temple, mosque, mandir, masjid, church should feel at fear, at risk. And I think the interfaith harmony is very strong, whether it's Abbotsford, Surrey, or Vancouver. It is very, very strong, and they should continue to keep those bonds very, very strong.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Eye on the Valley right here on CIVL 101.7 FM with your host, Sarjeet Awal. Join me again next week as I have another great episode for you. This program was sponsored by the Local Journalism Initiative.